is item, we left off on item 873, and I believe, why don't you go ahead and read it again? We have somebody here now.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Metro for regional illegal dumping patrol services.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
My name is Nicole Grant. I am a public safety policy analyst with the mayor's office. This IGA would be a contract with Metro to remove solid waste at camping sites established by homeless individuals on public property. Since 93, Metro has worked closely with other local government agencies and law enforcement to investigate and remove illegal dumps. And why is this necessary? There's like a high risk of there's a high health risk from rats, insects, and other vermin, also a high risk of physical injury from dangerous protruding nails, items with sharp edges, needles, possible harmful chemicals, and other hazardous materials. And so Metro has contracted with Multnomah County Sheriff's Office and the Oregon Department of Corrections to obtain the services of inmate work crews from Inverness Jail who would only clean up personal property, they would not clean up personal property. It would only kind of be other solid waste items. They would also not clean up any hazardous chemicals. That's beyond kind of their skill and scope. Metro has a separate contract with Rapid Response, a bioclean company, who would remove kind of those hazardous chemicals from those sites. They will post notices prior to any kind of cleanup operation, and there's no cost to the city. These services are covered by fines from Metro's patrol investigations, which cover the cost of cleanup and properly managing waste. That's
it. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you. That was a really very succinct and thorough presentation. Whenever we've had inmate workmen work crews, I've expressed concern about it basically being prison labor. And that, do you know if there's any kind of a program through the sheriff's office or elsewhere to maybe turn this into job training? I know that we have other contracts for non-inmate work groups to do the other cleanups. So is it possible that we could have an element of training as part of this so that it's not just punishment but rather job training?
I'm not aware of any kind of current program, and I don't know if there's any plan on the part of the sheriff's office or the Department of Corrections to implement that, but I can certainly have the Portland Police Bureau follow up with Multnomah County and see if that could be done.
Yeah, if you could, please, and so that when the next intergovernmental agreement comes on an inmate work project, because I know we do some in parks as well, and it's been troubling to me that we don't necessarily include that component. Thank you very much.
Understandably. Any other questions?
And I'm glad Commissioner Fritz raised that. My understanding is that the inmates who do this work are presented with a choice of doing work within the facility or outside the facility. They are required by law to provide service. The question that we grapple with as a council, though, is since we are going to get the benefit of that service, how might we long-term capture that value in a more meaningful way? And since Commissioner Fritz mentioned parks and we have other bureaus involved, I think we've talked around this in the past about could someone who has faithfully concluded their time and provided exemplary service, could that person be considered for entry-level employment in the city in bureaus where they have worked? And we haven't quite connected those dots, but particularly with the work we've done on Ban the Box, I think we should be a model employer that says, if your resume says you spent the last couple years working on these projects and you have an exemplary work record and you have the skills, why shouldn't you be considered for entry-level employment with the city, which is exactly what we should be focused on, giving people a bridge opportunity out of once they've done their time. So, Commissioner Fritz, I hope that's an issue that we can tackle post-Ban the Box, because I think it's the natural next step.
Yeah, that might be a project that the mayor's office could look into in the remainder of his term to bring something that would say we're going to do that. But, yes, I agree.
Is this by how many times have you come before us?
This is my first time.
Just had to call
very
that
nervous.
Out. So,
really,
well done.
Thank you very much. Take care.
We hope to see more of you.
Thank you. Does anybody wish to testify on item 872?
873.
873, excuse
Dan
me.
Dan has this thing about the Park Service proclamation.
Keep coming back to it, yeah. Okay, go ahead and give us your name, and you have 3 minutes.
I'm Shedrick Wilkins, and I disagree with Mary Ng about things and the other homeless person since I was homeless. I think these homeless camps on Springwater need to stop. There's a lot of littering and stuff like that.
This isn't about the homeless camp. It's about dumping from – so it's not personal property.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Do you want me to stop talking or just – is it not inappropriate then?
If you want to testify on illegal dumping and the cleanup of it, that's what this ordinance is about.
Well, I encourage this, and I am going to go over to 122nd and Gleason and check out this homeless building that's being made where people can go there instead of sleeping outdoors. Now, here's what I'm saying also. Right near there is the State Recycling Center where there's a bounty now on cans and bottles that keep them from being dumped in the woods. That's why the Oregon Bottle Law was started in the first place, right? It's a very good thing because as people conjugate there to get money from the 5 to 10% bounty on these cans, they're right near a place where they can spend the night and not have to camp around and dump more stuff out. I'm going there right now, and I want to see I know that was – I think it was a Safeway store.
Mr. Wilkins, it's about dumping of household goods. It's not about that.
Well, you're solving the problem. And people who want to sleep outdoors and litter are not solving the problem.
Thank you.
Thank you. Johnson.
Good morning. Thank you, Commissioners. And I hope that, as the first-time presenter explained, the project is covered by fees and fines, I guess, assessed against those people who dump. I do hope that as we come up on the beginning of this Springwater Corridor program, that there will be some transparency and accountability to make sure that we know, if somebody comes in along I-84, you can see that Oregon is not living up to its best expectations. All you have to do is watch the embankments along there and see refuse. And it is an interesting situation where we don't know the source of that litter and trash, and I think homeless people may get scapegoated. So I hope that as this project goes through and is managed, that we'll learn to be diligent and find out what is stuff left by homeless people who have no trash service. I mean, we'd like to, and what is stuff that other people who have homes but aren't willing to pay for their trash service have put in places where we maybe attribute that to the wrong people. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, it's an emergency item. Could you please call the roll?
Commissioner
Novick. Oh, I'm sorry, we're missing a commissioner. Okay, we'll set it over. And let's take up item 871 now, which